It's 8:14 right now. Tri-Cities Talk Radio, AM 910 WJCW. Time to check in with the folks from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program, a CCRC retirement community. And Julia Cox joins us this morning for the first time in the new year. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. Thank you. Hope you're doing well as well. And thanks for coming in here and telling us what's going to be going on in from your position in 2023. So what's on your desk right now as you look into the new year, Julia, at Asbury Place?
Oh, my goodness. We have just hit the ground running. So coming up at the end of this month, we're going to have a Discovery Lunch and Learn. You can come get a taste of life at Asbury Place. We'll be serving a chef-prepared luncheon for all of our guests, and we will do a presentation just to inform our prospects of what a CCRC is, what we have to offer, what you can look forward to when living here at Asbury.
Is there a cost for that, Julie?
No, it is absolutely free. That will be taking place at our Villa Clubhouse. That's going to be on Thursday, January 26th, and that's starting at 11:30.
Probably need to call for reservations, maybe?
Yes. We recommend that you call. Our marketing department phone number is 423-900-8820.
Okay, very good. That sounds exciting. That's coming up later in the month of January here.
Yeah, and jumping ahead to February, we're going to have something very similar. Also a chef-prepared lunch, but this will be our right-sizing event. So you can come kind of learn all the tips and tricks for downsizing and moving, and we will have our guest, Realtor B.J. Walsh with Blue Ridge Properties, there to talk about the housing market and the best way to go about selling your property.
And will there be information there on how to pack up and make sure all the stuff that you have can transfer well enough into your new place? That's
absolutely
always a consideration.
That
good,
is part
good,
of
good.
It. We had this event last year, and we actually had Trent Relocation, a moving service here in the Tri-Cities there, as well as a sorting and organizing business.
Excellent. Excellent. We downsized a couple of years ago. It's been 3 years now, actually, but that would have been very useful if we had had that available to us at the time. So folks in that position definitely need to take advantage of that and avail themselves of what you're offering, too. Nice stuff.
Right, yeah. You don't know how much you have until it's time to move.
That's true.
And as you know, we've got many partnerships going on, one of them being with Healthy Kingsport. And we are actually partnering right now with the YMCA, Healthy Kingsport, and the Kingsport Chamber to do a senior citizen healthy food drive. So we are collecting for that at Asbury Place. Donations can include canned fruit, vegetables, crackers, pasta, all the good stuff. And we will be collecting through the 31st of this month.
Yeah, if you will, Judy, expand on that just a little bit, if you have the information in front of you there about, you know, how that is going to be carried out, because that sounds really good, you know, a way to make sure that seniors get what they need.
Absolutely. So Healthy Kingsport is taking charge of this initiative, and we are just contributing with our donations. They are going to be distributing this to seniors in need through our efforts and the Chamber of Commerce, and distributing to those that they know are needing these goods. We're trying to kick off the new year right with some healthy food.
If a family or is interested in finding out more about this, would it behoove them to call the Chamber about this in particular, since it seems like they're spearheading this?
Yes, the Chamber, or we're happy to answer any questions.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, we will be collecting donations at our campus as well as the Chamber of Commerce.
Wonderful. Okay. Now, what is the time frame for this?
The 1st through the 31st of this month.
Okay. Very good. So it's ongoing. All right. That's good to hear. So thinking out loud right now is Julie Cox, who handles, what is your official business card say, Julie?
I am the sales coordinator for Asbury Place Kingsport.
There you go. So Julie in charge of making sure that the messages for Asbury Park get out to those to whom they would be most useful. No doubt about that, too. So busy, busy times, as you said, lots of things going on there. What else in 2023?
Oh, my goodness. Well, just discussing our partnerships going forward, we're looking forward to heart health in the month of February with screenings. March, also some health screenings with Healthy Kingsport. April, our focus will be on nutrition. May, physical activity. June, we're going to be doing the Pharmacy Fit. In July, we will do our fun festivities, which ranges from our Freedom Barbecue and other partnerships. We're looking to do a gardening class and physical education and even a walking club with Healthy Kingsport.
Nice, nice. Lots of things going on. Are most of these from year to year sort of plug and play in the sense that you had a successful one in the year past, so you're going to do it again this year? Or do you mix in, say, some new sorts of things along with the evergreens? How's that handled?
Well, we're always looking to try something new, but this past year we had so many successful events, we kind of use that as our blueprint for planning for 2023. So we're really looking forward to some of our signature events, such as the Bubbles and Blooms Garden Show, Bonfire and Booze event that we have close to Halloween, and all of our other signature events, such as the Right Sizing event or the Discovery Luncheons.
Yeah, now, there's always something, always a lot of things going on at Asbury Place in Kingsport.
Absolutely.
And Julie, of course, helps plan them and get the word out to folks who would be interested about it, and helps make sure that the event or events themselves are successfully implemented, too. So the situation from your perspective there as sales assistant has got to be, I think, both exciting and rewarding at times when you actually are able to pair up a family or an individual with Asbury Place and help complete their housing dreams, so to speak.
Oh, absolutely. It's been so rewarding to see the process from beginning to end, to see someone's first discovery, such as at the Discovery Luncheon coming up, which we did last winter as well, and see them just, of course, take the process and see what it takes to get here, get moved in, and see them just enjoy themselves, make new friends, and take advantage of all that we have to offer.
You talked about your organizational partnerships and so forth there. That seems to me to be, one, an extremely good way to help sort of build the bones for a year's worth of planning, but two, to expose the residents to a number of different sorts of community initiatives they might not have been aware of before, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we really enjoyed, of course, our partnership with Healthy Kingsport. Last year we did the walk at the Linview Community Center, and that was so much fun. It brought the community together, so many different participants from doctor's offices to food banks, and we really enjoyed getting to get out there and get to see what all is available in our community.
Yeah, what was the outcome of that? Aside from great fellowship and making connections, was there any? Was it a fundraiser of sorts?
It wasn't. So it was actually, it had to do with the Healthy Kingsport's walking log, how we keep track of the steps, and they reached their millionth step at the event. So we got to participate with people and children of the community, get to meet different people that were interested in senior living, and get to kind of share who we were and what our participation was. And, of course, Bob Miller was there to lead the 1 mile walk.
Did the 1 millionth step, did that? Did they receive a special pair of bronze baby shoes or something like that?
They should have.
They should have indeed. Judy Cox joining us here. She is sales assistant and outreach coordinator at Asbury Place in Kingsport. Now, how do folks get in touch with you? And also, if they have any other questions, maybe Susie's number as well, too.
Yeah, so again, our marketing department phone number is 423-900-8820, and we're always reachable online at asburyplacekingsport.org. To see our events, you can go to our website and, of course, RSVP through there. My direct phone number is 423-830-8531.
Wonderful. Judy Cox, always a pleasure to have you on board here. Look forward to seeing you in 2023 in person. Right now I'm at home because my car is in the shop. But it's always great to think out loud with you, talk to you, and we look forward to doing it again soon. Come back, okay?
Thank you very much. I will.